Parents bringing their kids in for surgery often have concerns about the anesthesia or sedatives they'll receive. While the sedative midazolam has a long record of safe use in children, some doctors are looking for ways to treat preoperative anxiety without the drug. In Wilmington, one pediatric clinic has a new method that's reduced the use of the sedative before dental surgery, and it's getting some kids revved up for the trip to the operating room. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram reports.
4-year-old Dewan Roan Kirby is quietly coloring with a purple crayon in an outpatient surgery clinic of Christiana Care Health System.
What you want me to color?
This one.
This one?
Yeah.
What is this?
I colored this one.
DJ, as Tanea Kirby Roan calls her son, is waiting to have some dental work done. He's getting fillings and crowns for some bad cavities.
He's coloring his giraffe, staying focused, trying to keep him calm a little bit.
DJ will be going under general anesthesia during the procedure. The clinic offers that service for young children and patients with special needs who aren't able to endure the stress of dental surgery. Even toddlers sometimes need major dental work. But getting ready to go into the operating room can be especially terrifying for kids this age.
There's a lot of anxiety towards going into surgery, even as an adult, and so you can imagine there's anxiety as a child as well.
That's Debbie Gigliotti, the nurse manager at the clinic. She says the most anxious children need to be given the sedative drug midazolam to calm them down before they're separated from mom or dad to go to the operating room. And that moment of separation is hard on parents, too, Gigliotti says.
You know, as a parent, you feel bad. There goes your little one, you know, off to the operating room where you have no control over what happens to them.
But the clinic has introduced a special toy that she says cuts down on medication and puts everyone on a more joyful road to the OR. That's the sound of a pint-sized BMW convertible. Kids here get to drive the electric toy car from their waiting room to the OR, giving them something to look forward to in the scary transition. After the clinic staff started using the car a couple years ago, they noticed that they didn't need to sedate children before dental surgery as often as they used to. So they started collecting data on this. The clinic's medical director, Stephen Tanner, says the use of midazolam dropped by about 70%.
Not only is it a great experience for the kids and a great distraction, also keeps us from having to give medicine that, you know, patients may not necessarily need.
Tanner is known around here as the garage keeper. He's an anesthesiologist and talks up the cars as he gets patients and families ready for the trip to the operating room. Back in DJ's room, he's put down the crayons and is starting to get antsy as he waits, twisting and turning in parent Kirby Roan's lap.
Looks like he's coming out of his shell.
Tanner comes by to check in.
What's up, buddy? Are you DJ?
Yeah.
All right. Who we got with
you? Tanner tells his patient about the car he'll get to drive, and a little while later uses a remote control to wheel over DJ's ride. He'll use the remote to keep control and avoid any fender benders on the way to the OR. A nurse checks DJ's license and registration. That would be his hospital bracelet. And DJ hops into the car.
And you can push that button, and you're going. Oh, I got one in the car. All right. See you later. Hang on a while.
He cruises past a set of double doors without even noticing that he's left his parent behind.
That was too cute. That was too cute. I like that. That was awesome.
For WHYY News, Joel Wolfram.